Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Oz, where you need, there's no place like home, you need perseverance, you need heart, you need brains, and determination. So this is Opportunity Zone, the Stuart and Mimi Rose Opportunity Zone that we opened about 2 years ago now, with the generous support of the community, from throughout the community. It was a wonderful project. But I'd like to, this is for In Demand's Jobs Week that is being sponsored by the state and at the request of the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services have asked us to host the Dayton meeting, which we were thrilled to do. And you'll hear a little bit more about the week and what's happening through the week and what it means. This is our employment center, Opportunity Zone for Daybreak, for youth, the youth that we serve. So we're very proud of it, and you'll hear more about that as well. I do want to introduce Dan, I lost your last name. Dan Douglas from Congressman Turner's office has joined us. We have a few other officials that you'll be meeting who are actually on the program, so you'll be meeting them throughout the next 20 minutes or so. So with that being said, again, welcome, and I'd like to introduce Sandra Brazenting from the governor's office.
Well, good morning, Linda. Good morning, folks. Thank you for the opportunity to be here with you today. So addressing the mental health and opiate crises that we have.
It's been really one of the first acts that the governor has taken. He appointed Alicia Nelson, and Alicia is the first one who has led Recovery Ohio. And this is really an initiative that is going to increase treatment. It is going to expand prevention and provide new tools for our law enforcement to be able to address the issues that our communities work on every day. Our pledge is to work with our community leaders and help those that are battling these issues. The Dayton community is really doing a great job already. In January, the governor came here. One of the first things that he did a couple weeks of travel was to meet with folks and hear what's going on in the Dayton and Miami Valley region, meeting with the COPE members and other initiatives. His plan is really to leave Ohio healthier for our kids and our grandkids. In that process, we need to create a workforce that's going to be healthy and has the prerequisite skills. So when we look at the In-Demand Jobs Week, really becomes a lot like a three-legged stool. First is finding really the right place for these individuals, something that they enjoy, their skills, and partnering those with the fastest-growing careers in which they can really grow and succeed. But secondly is finding that job that they're going to thrive in. But thirdly, and probably the most importantly, is really being in the right place in your life to succeed. And that is what Daybreak provides for just so many people, is the foundation to be successful in life and in a job. It doesn't matter what your background is, we're not looking back, we're looking forward. Because when we look in the past, it only clouds the future. We know that too many Ohioans are really reaching adulthood without the tools to be self-sufficient. The future of our state will really be decided in part by children who are not the margins, but who are the margins, I'm sorry, and those who might succeed, but then there's also those who might not. So it's important that we help these programs like Daybreak. The governor's vision for Ohio's future is for every child to have the opportunity to live to their God-given potential. So we have very serious challenges in the state of Ohio, whether it's creating a level playing field for our kids or the opiate epidemic and the mental health. And the governor has proposed in the state budget that we invest $550 million in mental health counseling and wraparound supports, mentoring, and after-school programs. He has also proposed that we provide an additional $12 million for funding a program that was started in the Attorney General's office called Ohio START. It offers support for parents struggling with addiction, substance abuse, and disorders. So our children are our future, and we have to protect them. I believe that Daybreak and the work that they are doing here is matched perfectly with Governor DeWine and the work that we're doing at the state. He wakes up every day with an incredible opportunity to make a difference, and he does, and so do you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you today, and it's now my privilege to introduce Alicia Clark, Ohio Mental Health and Addiction Services Assistant Director for Community Planning and Collaboration. Thank you.
So, good morning, Dayton. Good morning. I'm Alicia from the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, and we are excited about this In Demand Jobs Week. We're excited to be a part of this event, and we thank Kathy and all of the Daybreak staff for allowing us to be here and hosting this event. I'm going to talk a little bit about employment as a recovery support, and then jump into a few budget items and initiatives that the department has. So we all know that meaningful employment can improve the lives and quality for individuals in recovery. That's not anything new. That's something that we already realize. But there are ways that employment improves those lives. And the first way is by giving purpose. Purpose is giving hope. It allows individuals in recovery to enhance their quality of life. It allows them to have a sense of accomplishment and belonging to a common group or a goal. One of the other ways employment is used as a recovery support, it provides community connection. We all know the dangers of isolation and loneliness in our lives, and that's exacerbated in the lives of those that are going through recovery. Employment provides connections. It provides opportunities to interact with other people. It provides opportunities to be a part of a community. It provides opportunities to be on a set combined goal. It provides camaraderie. Another opportunity is health and wellness. We all need health and wellness. But employment, when you're employed, you have to get up and go to work. You have to get up and move. You have to interact with others. And you have to look beyond yourself to work towards a larger, bigger, common goal. Individuals suffering from a behavioral health challenge have strengths and dreams and talents that meaningful employment can enhance by developing healthy habits and skills. Employment as a recovery support is a cornerstone to help individuals support themselves, support their families, and live independently, and increase self-esteem, and make a plan for their future. Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services understands the value of employment in regards to recovery, and how important it is to recovery to support the employment initiatives across the state. The department provides supported employment consultation, consulting, training, and education to behavioral health organizations, including our host organization, Daybreak. I don't have time for a clap, but I would have asked for one. In the state fiscal year 2021 budget, the department will direct over $8 million towards workforce recruitment, training, and retention efforts. These funds will help support the growth of a quality behavioral workforce in Ohio. Ohio's behavioral health system has experienced a 30% increase over the last couple of years. That is more than 580 agencies.
Wow.
And to support that growth, to address this growth, Ohio, under the leadership of Governor Mike DeWine and Recovery Ohio, is developing a comprehensive plan to encourage students to consider careers in the behavioral health system. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to present. This is a passion of our director, Lori Chris, and it's a passion of our Governor Mike DeWine. And I'm going to introduce Helen Jones Kelly, who is the director of the local Adam H. Board here in Montgomery County.
So I really resonate to what Sandra and Alicia both said about both the opportunity for work as well as children are our future. You know, we have heard for so many years this concept that it takes a village. And it truly does take the village. You know, there are folks who will say that the concept is overused or doesn't mean as much anymore. But I am here to tell you, indeed it does. It truly takes the village. Many of you may have heard of the greeting that the Maasai warriors use each morning. As they greet each other, they ask the question, Kasiria Indira, how are all the children? Because they know that if all the children, not just my children, not just your children, if all the children are doing well, the village is secure. Everyone is doing well. It takes the village. We've been very fortunate because of the levels of collaboration that occur in our community. I think if we were to look up our name in Montgomery County, we would find in the middle of Montgomery County the word Montgomery Collaborative County, because that's who we are. It's what we do. It's in our DNA. I certainly see it in the DNA of Linda and the whole Daybreak team, because they get collaboration and they understand how the dots connect in order to serve people. We know that treatment works. We're really fortunate right now because we have a wonderful gubernatorial team and the state team that are in place now that get it. And we're so appreciative of that because we know treatment works. It takes the support in order to provide treatment, but it works. And people then go into recovery. And guess what? People in recovery work. Mm-hmm. They become employed. They regain some of the stability in their lives that they lost over the years. And they have a positive impact on community. So being able to connect all these dots and create this level of collaboration from the top of our state down to our local government makes a huge difference. We are in an important time in our own history, and certainly an important time within the context of the epidemic that we've been addressing for the last several years. We're really blessed to have this time. We're really blessed to be able to come together and talk about how we're going to continue to work together, especially with employment. So we feel very fortunate at Adamus to be part of that chain of support. There is a song that my grandchildren sang in their choral ensemble this year. I'm not going to sing it. don't worry, that won't happen. But the song is so beautiful. It's Hoya Sesamoya. We are one. Hoya Sesamoya. We are one. I'm so glad to be part of that one. So thank you, and congratulations on behalf of Adamus. And let me introduce Kathy Hooks.
Good morning. After hearing these women talk, I really don't have a whole lot else to say. I am at Daybreak. I am the program director for our employment program. I do love bragging on Daybreak, though. I love bragging on Daybreak, not because I get to stand up here and tell you all the things we do, but because of the young people we serve. And that's why In Demand's Job Week is so important. In our employment program, we have tried many different avenues and ways to help our young people, those who are homeless, those who are challenged with mental illness, those who are challenged with addiction issues, those who just may be struggling because they didn't have support and resources. We have had many, many ways of trying to help them to get out from underneath these challenges and barriers and to go forward and to plan their lives and to progress. And the only true way to do that is to provide them with a stable, ongoing income. Mm-hmm. So what our director did here, our CEO, Linda, did was she said, I need to create an employment program to allow for this. Let's give them the attention and the hand-holding and meet their needs and handle whatever it is they need to have handled so that we can show them the purpose and the importance of working. So what we do is we have employment specialists, we have peer support people, we have intervention specialists, we have clinical service, we have a shelter, we have an outreach, we have Oz, and we all work together to make sure that we can best address the needs of these young people. And in doing this, one of the things we truly saw was, how about if we actually give them some hands-on experience? How about if we look at them and say, you know what, maybe you don't have the kind of experience you think you need? So she came up with, let's just create a social enterprise. And we did that. And in doing that, we have been able to see young people thrive. We have seen how employment is treatment. Mm-hmm. And that those in recovery can really see how they can use employment to get ahead in life. And through working at Lindy's Bakery, which I hope you all will be here for a tour later, and in allowing our employment specialists to address with them their needs in the community to get ongoing competitive wage jobs, they have created a purpose in their lives. I always tell them, I'm trying to create my next door neighbor. I want you to be the person that if I go out of town, you'll feed my cat and water my plants. You know? And so that I want them to be able to then contribute back. But we can't do that if we didn't have the support. The support of the state, the support of the federal government, and all of your support. And we've done that in many ways. We do it here at Daybreak. We do it with our collaboration with other agencies. We work hand in hand. We make sure that Montgomery County has the opportunities to give these people who are out of jobs a job if they want to work. And I just want to say that here in Montgomery County, the issues that I've seen in terms of our labor market is going up. And we are really excited about that. And the governor's office is very supportive of that. And so our collaborative agencies, our internal agency, and everyone that is focused on seeing these young people thrive are really out there fighting and working hard to make sure that we can give them these opportunities. I can keep talking, but I have a young man who's going to come up who's going to tell you how it works for him. And so let me please introduce Jay. Jay is currently a member of our staff at Lindy's.
Good morning. Yeah, it's crazy to hear all this talked about. And in my head, I'm thinking, man, I've lived this. This is me. And so like a year and a half ago, I was not in a place where I am now. I was homeless. I was living in abandoned houses. And I was a full-blown heroin addict. And life was not easy. I was undiagnosed depression, undiagnosed anxiety, and living at halfway Gateway Shelter and half just in abandoned houses. And one day, this wonderful lady named Miss Jill, she came to the shelter. And she kind of plucked me out and told me that there was other options. And that was key. She gave me her card. Said, if you ever need anything, you call me. So I had that card in my wallet for a while. And then one day, I managed to get a hold of a local rehab, and they told me that they had a bed available. So I called Miss Jill, and she came and picked me up from where I was at, and she took me there. She walked me inside. She signed me up. She made sure I was safe. 40 days later, I'm in sober living. She comes to visit me and tells me about this day training program at Lindy's. And I say, that sounds awesome. I am ready to get back into the working world. I want to have purpose. I want to be useful. So I go and I day train a couple times. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I like this. And I get signed up and I get employment there. Fast forward a little bit. Now I'm a lead over at the bakery, all because of Daybreak. Daybreak's an amazing program. When you really need to get your life together and you want to get your life together. That's what the key was for me, is I had enough of being who I was, and I knew I was better. See, I wasn't Jay anymore, I was heroin. There's no person left when you're in addiction like that. It's, the only thing that matters is getting well. It doesn't matter who you screw over, it doesn't matter who you rob, what you have to do, where you live, where you sleep, all that matters is getting well. And I was becoming myself again. I was becoming Jay again. I was starting to laugh again. I was starting to find joy in things that I hadn't found joy in a very long time. And from working at Lindy's, I eventually progressed from just being a regular employee to being a lead. And that was amazing to me because I was like, I've never been a lead anywhere in my life. Even before I had a drug problem, I had a problem keeping jobs. I was one of those guys that's, man, I'm 4 minutes late. I might as well just not go. So I wake up in the morning now and I'm excited to get to work. I am excited for the possibilities. I don't know what's going to happen each day, and I am filled with joy. And I come here and I love the people I work with, and I love being a little bit in charge a little bit. People have to listen to me sometimes. That's pretty nice. And they've facilitated in every way what I want to do. And I realized through after rehab and everything that I would like to become a drug and alcohol counselor. Because I feel like just I could give back, you know? I've really got this sobriety thing down. I'll be a year sober May 29th. And And I gotta say, a lot of it, it was way easier just being here, having purpose, waking up, coming in, and doing my job and doing it well and being praised. And it's been amazing. I just got my email. I'm signed up for peer support classes. So I get to be, I'll be Jason Pax, a peer support specialist. That's really awesome, and yeah, I'm excited to go to school and get this done and get my CDCA, and all of this is thanks to Daybreak. They've facilitated my growth in every possible way. I've grown as a person. I have motivation. I have drive. I want to better myself. I set goals, and I accomplish goals. I take steps, real visible steps, where I'm like, wow, I'm really doing what I want to do. I'm really going forth and taking hold and grabbing that brass ring and saying, this is my life, and I'm the master of my own universe. Mm. And the support staff here, everybody here is just so supportive, and it's amazing. And I could talk to any one of these people like they are my family, and I love them all a great amount. And they're in my corner, and they're always cheering for me, and I just could not be more thankful. So I think that's about all I have to say.
Could say it better than Jay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really, he's really an incredible young man, and we're so proud of him and for what he's done, the work. You know, we might have been there to support him, but it was Jay that did the work. And that's how it does work. So, again, welcome to everybody. We are going to I'll open it up to questions, but right when we break, you're welcome to walk around the building, do a tour. We have people at different places in the building who can tell you about what happens where. The bakery is over next door, right in the next room over there. Smells delicious. We also have, for those of you who don't know, the Youth Build Program, which is a Department of Labor program run by another organization. They're co-located in this building with us. And so Youth Build, you might hear a little bit back there. It's a program where young people can earn their high school diploma or their GED while simultaneously earning industry credentials in either the construction field and the healthcare field. So as you walk around, you'll see a healthcare lab, and it freaks me out in the middle of the night if I come down when it's dark. And I'm walking down the hallway because they have those dummies, those mannequins, like, that are real. And so it's like every time I pass by, there's like a body in the bed. And it startles me every time. We have an alcohol and drug clinic in the back. We have psychiatric services. Wright State Medical School comes in. Their docs come in and actually provide on-site psychiatric services and alcohol and drug treatment services. So you'll walk around, you'll hear, ask people questions. We also, as you walk around, special thanks to Jared Barrett from Synergy Building Systems. They're responsible for creating this incredible facility, taking an old warehouse and turning it into what it is today. And in fact, in doing this, his construction team actually allowed the Youth Build Construction Youth to work with their contractor, with their contract people, to actually, they helped build this building. Wow. They did demo, and they hung drywall in the drug and alcohol clinic, and they did a fabulous job, and so that was a really wonderful partnership that his crew allowed our kids to work side by side and actually mentor them. That was terrific. So, any questions for any of us before we break, and you can mill around and see the place. Going once? Okay. Thank you all again for coming. We really appreciate it. Thank you all for your support. Thank you for all your kind words and support. We appreciate it. And please mill around and grab anybody that you have a question from the Daybreak team. We'll be happy to have. Okay.
Jonas.